Hello, everyone. Welcome back to A Thoughtful Hour. I'm here with my good friend, David.
Hey, how's it going? David Baldock here at Strong Tower Radio.
Amen. And I'm Pastor Garrett here. I'm currently pastoring the Big Rapids, Reed City, and Bristol Seventh-day Adventist churches. And we are going through the final, basically, week of the life of Christ.
That's right.
But there's so much that we can talk about. We're trying to just put it all into these 15 minutes that we have. So there may be quite a few of these 15-minute segments
Wonderful.
That we have coming up. But the reason that we chose this name, A Thoughtful Hour, to our new listeners is from Desire of Ages, page 83, where it says, "It would be well for us to spend a thoughtful hour each day in contemplation of the life of Christ. We should take it point by point and let the imagination grasp each scene, especially the closing ones."
Yes.
And this is what we have been doing over the past few episodes, taking a look at what Christ is doing, and I would even say Christ pleading with the soul of Israel.
He is hitting it from every angle that he can to get through to their stubborn hearts. And you know, when you see it whenever you're dealing with sometimes with your children or whatever, that they just won't listen. So he is just hitting it from every angle that last week. It's not that he's desperate, but he's trying to get their attention to see prophecy is being fulfilled.
Yes.
You know, he's underlining it, he's bold printing it, he's putting it in red letters, whatever. He's trying, it's like in Daniel, meeny, meeny, tickle, ye farsome.
Yeah, yeah.
You are weighed in the balances and found wanting.
Found wanting, yeah.
Especially we're talking, you know, off mic, Matthew 23.
Yes.
He is, it's in big, bold letters on the wall. Mm-hmm. You guys aren't reading this.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about this a little bit today, but these people were supposed to be students of the word. I mean, they prided themselves knowing.
And they did. They knew it.
They knew the Torah. They knew the books of Daniel, like, by
literally,
heart.
They knew it. Yeah, they could just go on and just read it. And it's beautiful what they could do.
Right. But understanding it and knowing it are different.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least, I guess, making it a point to value what it said.
Yes.
So anyway, like you mentioned a little bit earlier, Christ is going at this with every angle that he can.
Mm-hmm.
And we find this point in Matthew chapter 23, where he's in the temple, he's the lamb among the people.
That's right.
Just like we mentioned in a previous show and how symbolic that is.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus begins to speak, I don't want to say uncharacteristically, but noticeably pointedly.
Very pointed.
Very pointed.
Yes.
And there's a crowd of people that is listening and watching.
Now, when you say a crowd of people, who is in the crowd?
Okay, so we're in the temple,
right?
So we obviously have the religious leaders that are present.
Right.
But this is a big moment for Jerusalem because this is Passover week.
Yes.
So we have people from everywhere.
Well, okay, let's fast forward just a little bit. Where was Simon of Cyrene from?
Okay, yeah.
Northern Africa.
This is true.
He had to travel for weeks, if not months, to get from Cyrene. Look in your Bible map, Cyrene to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
That's a long trek.
Mm-hmm. Reminds me of the book of Acts when Peter begins to speak in tongues, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You have all these people from so many different nations.
And that's not too long after the crucifixion and
exactly.
all.
Exactly.
They're all in the house.
So you've got people from everywhere
right here.
And Jesus is doing his best to not just get it through to the religious leaders' minds, but people listening.
Yes.
What's happening?
The crowd. The audience.
The crowd. Mm-hmm. Which I'm sure included 12-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
And 90-year-olds.
Yeah.
So we have Jesus, and he's addressing the Pharisees, but this crowd, like we identified here just a minute ago, is listening. And notice what he says. There's multiple places we can look, but Matthew 23, verse 26, we'll start there. It starts a little bit before that, too, but I want to point these ones out. This is words in red, Jesus, Matthew 23, 26. "Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres," or tombs, "which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness." And skipping down here to verse 33, "You serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape," now this is interesting, "the damnation of hell?"
Oh my.
So this sounds almost like a preacher from the old days. You're talking about fire and brimstone.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But Jesus here is going at the hearts of the religious leaders.
He told them, essentially, you wash the outside of whatever, but you won't clean up the inside. Imagine going to a restaurant, and you get a glass, and you see crud on the bottom of the glass after you drink it, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You're going to be like, oh.
It's a panic moment.
Yeah, or there's food stuck on the silverware or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Christ is saying here, you wash the outside, but you leave the inside filthy.
Yeah.
The tombs are beautiful on the outside, but they stink on the inside. Mm-hmm. Your character is beautiful on the outside. You're gorgeous on the outside, but inside you're filthy.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get their attention. Folks, please clean up.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. Work with me on this.
Mm-hmm. And I think of someone like Nicodemus because, you know, Nicodemus was a religious ruler, religious leader.
Yeah.
And when Nicodemus approached Christ, Christ was much kinder, or it seems kinder.
But, you know, it was the beginning of his ministry, but he didn't throttle anything back.
Mm-mm.
Even in Nicodemus, you are the teacher of Israel.
You should know these things.
No, that's saying you are the highest teacher of Israel, and you don't know this?
You don't know what it means to be born again?
So he didn't back it down, and he was like, because he was talking to him on his level.
Sure.
Whether it's the little child that gave his loaves, mm-hmm. and there was how many other people had food that day? But that little boy gave his loaves and fish.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus talked to him on his level.
So
he didn't demean anybody. He was right there with him.
Right. So what Jesus is doing here is he's not being out of line.
No.
But he's trying every angle he can to get mm-hmm. their attention.
And he has their attention.
And he does.
But they're not listening.
And he knows that he's running out of time in his earthly ministry.
Yes.
So he's doing his best here. He knows that the time for the Jewish people, as far as prophecy goes, is running short.
That's right.
And
you said prophecy.
Yeah.
What are you talking about there?
Okay. I'm glad that you asked that question.
Because we keep talking about prophecy. Let's dig into that one right there.
Sure. And sometimes we could study this out for hours.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But Daniel chapter 9 talks about this prophecy in Daniel chapter 9, verse 24.
Okay.
And he's talking here to not just Daniel, but he's talking to the Israelite people, right?
Okay.
Because you remember that Daniel is praying for his people. And in Daniel chapter 9, for the most part, is Daniel saying, forgive us.
Yeah, we have sinned.
We have sinned.
Not them,
right.
We.
Corporately, including him.
Yeah.
Which I would include Daniel as probably one of the most holy people of all time.
Yeah.
But he includes himself.
Yeah.
So Daniel here is pleading for the soul of his nation. And then he sees this vision, and an angel comes and talks to him about this vision.
Okay.
And in Daniel 9:24, it says, 70 weeks are determined upon your people,
mm-hmm.
being the Israelites,
right.
and upon your city,
okay.
Jerusalem,
yes.
to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Now, there's so much there,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to majorly oversimplify this
okay.
by just saying, shape up. Right? Your people have been back and forth in our relationship with God so much
yes.
that I'm giving you a time frame to repent.
But it says 70 weeks.
70 weeks.
So here's the starting point. Here's the ending point. Something is going to happen at the end of this
yes,
time period.
Yes, exactly. And if you continue reading there in verse 25, it mentions Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It says, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem, there's your starting date,
okay.
unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 3 score and 2 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublesome times.
Mm-hmm.
Now again, right. we could get into a lot of conversation here.
Oh yeah.
But in verse 26, I find this significant. It says, and after 3 score and 2 weeks, shall the Messiah be cut off, but not for himself.
Okay.
So near the end of this time prophecy, near the end of this probationary period for the children of Israel, Jesus is going to be crucified.
Right.
And Jesus knows that because he's about to be crucified, his time to get their attention is short.
It's interesting because it says 70 weeks. How many days are in a week?
Yeah, seven.
Seven. 70 times seven.
Oh,
how many times shall I forgive my brother? Peter asks.
Right.
Jesus says 70 times seven. 490 years. And then all these things in verse 24, the transgression into sins, reconciliation,
mm-hmm.
it's going to have its end.
Isn't that, I love that you brought that up. I know that I read that story before where Peter's like, how many times am I supposed to forgive these people?
Seven times? That's good.
Yeah, seven times is fine, but Jesus says 70 times seven. I don't know if that went beyond Peter's head or not. It went beyond mine many times.
Oh, yeah.
But when you understand what Jesus is saying here, he's saying, mm-hmm. I've been so patient with your people for so
long.
Your
people. My people.
My
he's
people.
He's saying, my people. I'm the Messiah. I'm trying to get your attention that something is going to happen here.
Yeah. And so because Jesus knows that not only is the time of the Israelites coming to a close as being God's chosen people, but he also knows that he's their best chance.
Yes.
And they're killing him.
And something happens in verse 27.
In Daniel 9?
In Daniel 9, 27.
Thank you. Daniel 9, 27, it says, "And he shall confirm the covenant with many for a week." Mm-hmm. And in the midst of the week, now this is, I think, what you're probably getting at.
Yeah.
"The midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease."
The sacrifice.
Yeah.
The sacrifice and oblation. Yeah.
So what this is saying here is at the time of Christ's crucifixion, the need for that sacrificial system is no longer.
And Christ ministered for 3.5 years.
The midst of a week.
7 divided by 2 is 3.5.
Yeah, the middle.
Yeah.
And then 3.5 years later, you find the stoning of Stephen.
Mm-hmm. And about that same time, Paul
goes out to the Gentiles.
Yeah. It's like, it fits.
It fits perfectly.
It fits. And it goes back. Yeah, it's just beautiful.
It is. Together. And if you want more information about the 70-week time prophecy, call us.
Yes. 231-468-2087. And we have more information about this. Or, Pastor, do you have an email address?
I have an email that you can email me on. It's gmorgan, that's G-M-O-R-G-A-N, at MISDA.org.
Great.
So if you want any more information about how we get to that time prophecy, when it starts, let us know.
Yeah.
But anyway, Jesus knows that this time is so soon.
And he's trying to reach them on their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about things that they see every day.
Mm-hmm.
Whitewashed tombs, the bull, everything. He's trying to reach them in their particular mind.
And like you mentioned earlier, again, off mic, Jesus calls them vipers.
Oh, yeah.
And you mentioned this isn't just a garter snake.
No, no. The kids don't play with vipers.
It's deadly stuff.
Yeah.
So kind of like wolves in sheep's clothing, so to speak.
That's very dangerous.
It's dangerous. And I'll tell you what's more dangerous is eternal damnation.
Right. Yes.
So Jesus here is pleading for the souls of Israel because he cares.
And you look at this and you see what he's saying and it's striking a note in them.
Hmm.
They're resonating, but because that would make them lose whatever they're clinging to, they would rather cling to sin than to accept him, to let go of whatever it is they're clinging to and acknowledge him. They would not let it go.
Right. And I don't know what it all was for the Pharisees, but for them, maybe it was power.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was position.
Yes.
Who knows?
And Jesus, he said, even one time, whenever they said, "Your mother and brothers are here," he said, "My mother and brothers are those who hear and do the word of God."
Mm-hmm.
And Paul even says, hearing and doing. It's very significant. That's the principles of the kingdom of heaven, who hear and do God's will.
Yes, absolutely. And this is what Jesus is trying to get across to his people. And I want to mention this too, that if you're an Israelite, if you're a Jew, you can still be saved.
Absolutely.
We're not saying the time is done for you.
For sure.
But the gospel went to everyone.
If we didn't have the Old Testament, we would not have the prophecies.
Absolutely.
They're so crucial. To ignore the Old Testament is to ignore God's foretelling of what's going to happen.
Yes.
We have to have the Old Testament to make the New Testament relevant.
Yeah.
We're almost out of time.
Almost out of time. So let me just say this to kind of wrap up. I know that I do not want to be holding on to so much sin that I'm dead inside but look pretty good on the out.
Right. Exactly.
And I know that our time is not only coming short on this show, but time of Earth's history is coming to a close too.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is we have a sacrifice that was given to us so that we can be cleansed within.
Amen.
And without. So anyway, thank you so much for joining us on this radio show, Thoughtful Hour, here on Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.